This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Information and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Jerry Donovan, a brain tumor survivor and the founder of Well Traveled, one of the few wellness travel agencies in the United States. Jerry, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy that you're with us as well. And I understand that you have some news to relay to us. First of all, how were you diagnosed with a brain tumor?
It was an interesting process. It began with some infrequent migraines over a couple year period. And then one day, clearly it was out of the blue, swimming in my pool, I had ringing in one of my ears. And went to a doctor and spoke of everything from ear infections and antibiotics for a full month. And then finally had an experience with an ear, nose, and throat specialist who was convinced I had tinnitus. And I pushed for an MRI. And lo and behold, a brain tumor was found nestled against my brain stem. Fortunately, it was not cancerous, but it was a tumor nonetheless in a very awkward position.
So how long ago did that take place? And at the same time, what are challenges of living with a brain tumor after you discovered that that's what you had?
Well, I was diagnosed 2.5 years ago, and fortunately for me, and this kind of will tie into one of the other areas I wanted to talk about, I was immediately told that I was about to stroke out and that I needed to move myself as quickly as possible to the UCSF, which is University of California, San Francisco, to their neurology department, which is ranked at the top, the top five in the nation. But I also saw a different neurologist in my local area who his suggestion for treatment was radiation. UCSF's was actual brain surgery. And I, being a firm believer in the importance of second opinions, went with UCSF, primarily because they're so highly ranked in the country. And in my opinion, they have the rock stars of neurosurgery readily available. I underwent an 8-hour surgery where they were able to remove approximately between 90-95% of the tumor. So I still have a tumor, again, in that highly important area next to your brainstem. And it is a life-altering event because you live with that awareness that this tumor may grow again. And should it grow again, I will face either brain surgery again or perhaps a technique called or a procedure called using a gamma knife, neither of which or anything most people want to find themselves doing, that's for sure. So you live with that awareness that life is precious and it can be grabbed from you at any moment. You know, not to be melodramatic, but it's true.
It is very true indeed. And what are some of the challenges of working with the medical professionals?
And that's something I really wanted to talk about because in my story and what's gone on with having the brain tumor that remains and watching friends and family and the challenges of working with a medical profession. And I do not say this with any intent of speaking disrespectful or slamming doctors. That's not my intent. But my intent is to remind people the significance and the importance of receiving second, if not third, opinions, because as I look at my journey, from the very beginning, I had a doctor sure I had tinnitus, and yet I did not. And I had a brain tumor that, had it not been removed to the degree that it was, I wouldn't be sitting here chatting with you right now. So and as this time has unfolded and I have regular MRIs and I'm single-sided deaf now as a repercussion of the brain tumor, I have repeatedly found myself in positions where that second or third opinion has in this last situation, saved my life. I was just misdiagnosed with a blood clot in my brain and was told to immediately run to your nearest hospital and be admitted. And when I did that, scared to death, I might add, I was told by an ER doc who had consulted with their neurologist and their neurosurgeon, and they were coming up with a game plan of additional brain surgery because they were certain that the team from UCSF had somehow damaged my, area of my brain. And that was not the case. I happened to have my neurosurgeon's, who kindly gave me his cell phone number, and I spoke with him, and he very clearly said that that was incorrect and explained why. But there I was, poised in this hospital bed, frightened, and being told by doctors that I was looking at additional brain surgery for a condition that did not exist. And when you're vulnerable and fearful, you look to your doctors automatically for guidance. And again, I'm not trying to say that anything negative about doctors, but they are human and they're making diagnoses on what information they have and that they understand. And it's something I would stand on street corners practically and remind people, grab additional information, be prepared, question your doctors and seek those additional opinions because it can save your life. And I don't think there's anything more powerful than that, truly.
Most certainly agree with you there. Today we are with Jerry Donovan, a brain tumor survivor and the founder of Well Traveled, one of the few wellness travel agencies within the United States, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Information and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Jerry, why are second opinions so important? And if you could give us some examples from that experience.
Well, as I had mentioned, with myself, from having a misdiagnosis of a faux blood clot to watching friends and family with diagnosis of cancer and being guided in certain directions in terms of treatment, yet when they sought that second or third opinion, a new avenue would appear. I just also, my son unfortunately had a car accident and had traumatic brain injury. He also had damage to his arm that three doctors from the hospital to two other doctors not only, I wouldn't say misdiagnosed, but they completely missed. And, it's disconcerting to see how easily these mistakes can happen in the medical profession. And I think it's really important that as patients or as advocates for our family members, that we do our due diligence and research and ask as many questions as possible to assist the medical profession in their diagnosis process. When I laid in that hospital bed thinking that I had a faux blood clot, or believing I had a blood clot in my brain, which I did not, I even had a nurse, as I rubbed my neck, tell me, oh, don't touch your neck. You have, a blood clot in your jugular and you will dislodge it. And again, that whole statement that she gave me was incorrect. And I was frightened. I dropped my hand and I thought, I'm afraid to move. And I'm sure many of your other guests and your listeners have all, had these stories of, I don't want to say errors, but incorrect diagnosis happen, or information that was given that perhaps might have had a, someone else might have a very different opinion. And just hearing myself say opinion, and unfortunately, because we only know so much about the human body, when we are given diagnosis, it is, you know, based on information and is then someone's opinion. So I just strongly believe that in this, when facing health difficulties, ask them, go to another doctor, go to a third doctor.
And if you would talk about the importance of being your own best advocate, examples of what that might look like.
Well, again, starting with research, do your homework. Yes, you know, we cannot self-diagnose ourselves, but the internet has a plethora of information for you to grab. When facing scary news from a doctor, always bring an advocate with you. They say you can only, when facing difficult circumstances, absorb so much information. I think I'd read that it was 20%. So when you're going to those doctor's appointments, bring someone with you poised to take notes in a notebook, put together your own binders, and make sure with as you change doctors or as you leave hospitals, ask for those hospital records. Put together a well-organized, almost like a portfolio of information, so that when you are going to that next doctor, you have your records ready to share. I think those three things, from your research, having your own little personal advocate for doctor's appointments, and asking for all medical records, are very important. Up until recently, I don't know why, but it never occurred to me to ask for my medical records. But when you have those with you and you can hand that doctor the test reports from a previous exam or experience, you have your MRI scans right there ready to for them to pop into their computers. Those are things you can do to help yourself in your own well-being.
And lastly, as a wellness travel specialist, do you have any updates that we should know about?
Well, you know, actually I do. You know, as I had spoken about in my previous interview, is that I'm very much into wellness travel. My brain tumor experience segued me into a new profession. And I have recently had the opportunity to visit a resort that is here in the United States, readily available and actually quite affordable, and that's called Red Mountain Resort in southern Utah. And I recommend this resort because of its stunning red rock beauty, all-inclusive packages, hiking, biking, fitness, excellent food, again, in this stunning scenery. As more and more people are becoming aware of wellness travel, I think that this is a resort that needs to be on their radar, absolutely.
Before you go, if you would share with our listeners where they can get more information about well-traveled online for those that are looking to not only improve their health, but to take advantage of the options that you offer with your company.
Absolutely. My website is welltraveledco.com, and on my website you'll find information about wellness trips all around the world, from wellness cruises, active adventure, yoga retreats, fitness vacations, and spa destinations. I'm also found on Facebook at, you know, /welltravelledco, and on Twitter at welltraveled. And I'm happy to help anyone with their wellness travel planning and offer complimentary consultation.
Well, Jerry, certainly has been good to connect with you, and I thank you so much for sharing from the heart your health journeys and your challenges and your victories. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I am happy to have been here.
And the pleasure was certainly ours as well. We've been speaking with Jerry Donovan, a brain tumor survivor and the founder of Well Traveled, one of the few wellness travel agencies within the United States. And once again, the website of reference is welltraveledco.com. eHealthRadio.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Information and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.